Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Ayin Hei in Meseches Gittin. Zocha to learn this with you from the north, right near the city of Nov by Avnei Eitan, where we are for Shabbos. It's beautiful here in Tzfon Eretz Yisrael. You can hear the birds chirping in the background. Today's daf is Ayin Hei. We're going to pick up five lines from the bottom in the Gemara on Ayin Dalid Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to have a very important discussion in terms of the halachos of Nesina Bal Karcha of a get, as well as the Gemara will tell us an interesting development in terms of the halachos of Geula Bayis Ba'orei Choma, which we'll spell out shortly, Be'ez Hashem, what that is. Then our Gemara is going to discuss different tnoim. For example, the Gemara is going to discuss if a person says, I'll give you the get, but the paper I'm holding on to. And then the Gemara will get into the classic rules of tnoim. Tnoim conditions that are made, not only if a get is given with a tnai, but all other conditions. In fact, where our daf is one of the most important places in Shas that discusses Mishpatei Hatnoim. This daf and on Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph, interestingly, one daf behind. Today's daf is Ayin Hein Gittin. In Ksubis, it's Ayin Dalid. We have the rules of the Mishpatei Hatnoim. That will take us through to Amud Beis. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to continue with other conditions that are made in regards to a get. That Be'ez Hashem will take us to Shabbos' daf. So let's Be'ez Hashem pick up first wide line on the bottom of Ayin Dalid on the Beis. It's a new Gemara. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. This is a Mishnah in Erechin. The topic over here in Erechin is someone who buys an Are Choma. So the halacha is that the Kone doesn't necessarily own the bayis in a walled city, as described by the Torah Kedosha in Parshas Bahar, and the halacha is that the seller could redeem it within a year. So what happened? A person who bought the bayis in Arachoma didn't want the seller to buy it back. So the Mishnah describes in Erechin Barishayin HaYinitmin Yoyim Shneim Asar Chodesh Kedei Shiyei Cholut Lo. What the buyer did is he disappeared. He disappeared so that the seller would not be able to redeem it. So Hiskin Hil Hazaken, Meseches Gittin has two of the most important takanas of Hil Hazaken. One takana that we had, of course, was the takana of Prusbol that we had on Daf Lamed Vav. And here we have another takana of Hil Hazaken. Both of them are actually Mishnayas in different places. One is in Erechin and the other in Shavias. But in the yeshivas, a lot of times, the boys who learn Nashim and Ezekin, Rav Shechter was in the old city in Netiv Arya yesterday, and he emphasized that we have to know all of Shisha Sidre Mishnah. We have to know all of Torah. But sometimes the boys who are starting out, we're talking about boys who are starting out, not boys who are learning for many years. Boys who are learning for many years, by the time they're finished, they should know a good portion of Shas. So often they'll know that if they learn Meseches Gittin, they'll know it from Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, the Takanas Hillel, in regards to Bate Erechoma, as well as Prusbal and Daf Lamed Vav. So Hiskin Hillel Hazaken Shiei Cholesh Es Ma'osav Lulishka, that Hillel made a Takana that all the original seller has to do is throw his money. According to Rashi, cholesh means to throw his money into a room, and he could break into his old house because he's already redeemed it. And whenever the buyer is ready to accept the reality that Hillel said that the money doesn't have to be put in his hand and him disappearing is not going to help, so then he'll go and take his money. V'amar Rava, and Rava said, "Mitakantoi shel Hillel." We learn from the takon of Hillel Nishma. That's what we hear. Harezet, we hear from the words of Hillel. We've spoken about the past that the ikur of Mesoras HaTorah is actually shmia, is hearing. From the words of Hillel, we hear, if a person says that he's going to give a get on the condition that the woman gives him 200 zuz, v'nasna lo midaito, and he gives it, and she gives it with his willingness to accept, migureshes al karcho, but if she gives against his will, so until Hillel made a unique takkan in regards to bat erchama, we see that nesina bal karcho is not considered a nesina by throwing the money into the rishus without a takkan of Hillel, it wouldn't work. So too, ain't a migureshes, it's not a gerushin. Midisrach leidle Hillel litkune nesina bal karcha davil nesina, because Hillel needed to put a particular institution into place by batei erchama. The nesina bal karcha is considered nesina, but in general, continues the Gemara on to ayin hey amid aleph on the top. Michlal the baalma nesina bal karcha lo avi nesina, but in general, nesina bal karcha is not considered a nesina. Maskev la rapapa. Rav Papa asks the following question. Maybe Kietzrach Leilut Kune Shalob Befanav. Aval Befanav, Bein Midaita, Bein Bal Karche, Have Nesina. Rav Papa asks, maybe the case of the Bayis Arechoma is unique. Vidilma Kietzrach Leilut Kune, the Takana of Hillel Hazakin was made Shalob Befanav. It was particularly in a case of where the guy had disappeared. The buyer had disappeared. Aval b'fanav. But in our case of Kiddushin, where there was a condition that the husband made, that if you pay me $200, so then in such a case, you will be divorced. So bein midaita bein mikolcha havin nesina. Whether he wants it or not, it'll be considered a good nesina. V'ika da'amri. And others point out, Amar Rava mitakanto shel Hillel, hareze gite chamnashi titeni li masayim zuz, v'nasna loy, bein midaito bein markarcha, have nesina. That Rava said, the halacha is that both midas and balkarcha is a nesina. Our nafgamina in gerushin is not correct. In other words, that there's no requirement, despite the halacha that Hillel had revealed, the case of when a woman gave $200 to fulfill the Tanai, it would take effect whether he wants it back or not. And when did Hillel need to make the takana? That's shlo b'fanav. Al b'fanav b'mi daito b'mi karcha avin nesina, for the reasoning that we mentioned above. So that's one suggestion of Rav Papa of why the statement of Rava mitakanto shel Hillel nishma, while that statement that it could be that the Tanai has to be fulfilled only Baratzon Habal, even though there is a concept of Nesina Bal Karcho not being a valid Nesina min HaTorah, as evident by the halacha of Hillel, it could be that that's only considered Nesina shelo b'fanav. But if it was a Nesina l'fanav, then in such a case, the halacha would be different. The actual argument that there would be a difference between Nesina Bal Karcha Befanav or Shelo Befanav, the Rush points out that Rava didn't even respond to this objection of Rav Papa, the Rush in Simen Zayin, because the Rush says at the end of the day, really Svara would dictate that there shouldn't be a difference between Befanav and Shelo Befanav in terms of Bal Karcha. A quick looking around, I really didn't see a good Svara of why there would be a difference between Bal Karcha, whether it's Befanav or Shelo Befanav, and I did see in the Rush suggesting that really that would be Rava's response to Rav Papa. Continuing on, Maskefla Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following question: Rav Simi Barashi, V'dilma filu Befanav nami midaito in Al Karcha lo. Maybe we could argue that in general there's no difference between the two, as we said Rava feels strongly. The Hillel might be itzrich le'takan, but Hillel made a takana of what was necessary. Rashi explains, you could say all the halachos that you want, but at the end of the day, Hillel wanted to make sure that a particular case was taken care of, and that is that the koneh was disappearing. So Hillel said, no problem, you could put it into his rishus. But that's true, that even if the koneh had been around and Hillel wanted to make a takana that he should accept Baal Karcha, that would also necessitate a takana, because a Nesina Baal Karcha would not be considered a Nesina. We put a big period over here, and now we bring up a new topic. We had learned earlier in our Mishnah, Nayin Dalet Amud Aleph, yesterday's daf, the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel. Let's review this opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel, just to know the Hamshech HaGemara, as well as to make an important Shas point. Amr Reb Shimon Gamliel, Maisa B'tzidom. There was a story in Tzidom, Be'echad Shama Le'ishto, I'm reading from the Mishnah, Nayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Harei Zegiteh Chamnas, She'titeni Li Itztalisi. He says that he's going to give his wife a get on the condition that she returns to him his garment, va'avda itztalusa, and his garment is lost, so now the tanai can't be fulfilled, so you would say the get would not be valid. Va'amru chachamim, but Rabbi Shimon taught that the chachamim in Sidon were of the opinion titan lois damal, you could just give the value of the sweater, and then they'll be divorced. Amar Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is a very famous statement. In fact, take a look in the Masoras HaShas and see that it appears Bechoros, Bamatzio, Babakama, Bababasra, Ksuba, Sanhedrin. And earlier on Lamiches, so we're talking about a statement that appears in Shas about 8 or 9 times, so it would be important for us to know the following idea. In general, we follow the opinion of Shem Gamliel. Chutz me'arev v'tzidon v'rayachrona. Notice, Sidon is our case. Sidon is one of the three places that we have a tradition that's quoted many places in Shas, that normally we follow Reb Shimon Gamliel. If I'm not mistaken, it's appropriate that I'm zochet to learn this with you up north, because I believe that Reb Shimon Gamliel lived over here, that we follow the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamliel, except for three places, and this is one of those three places. The halacha would be that if the husband says that he's making a condition that his garment be returned to him, that the requirement is that the garment be returned, and money cannot be returned. The other two places, Arev, appears in Meseches Bava Basra on Kuf Ayin Gimel on the Beis, that there is a machlokis when there is an Arev, a guarantor. Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and there's Binyamin is a guarantor, and now Shimon decides he wants to collect money from Binyamin. Is he allowed to go to collect from Binyamin, even if Reuven has money? Reb Shimon Gamliel says that he can't, and we paskin that he can. Case of Sidon is a case that we're going to have. Excuse me, I meant to say Raya Achrona. Of course, Sidon we already explained. Raya Achrona is in a case of an individual that's Moda in Bezdin, that he doesn't have any more Rayos. In other words, what we say in English, that his arguments are closed, and then he changes his mind, and he says he has another argument to be brought into court. The halach is like the chachamim that say we don't listen to him, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that we do. Okay, so let's Beis Hashem continue. Tana Rabbanon, Harei Zegiteich, Vani Yorshali, that Gemara is Rashi quotes, Raya Achrona is on Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph Amin Aleph. Back to Ilchus Gittin. And in a moment, we'll get into the Mishpatei Atanayim. Harei Zegiteich Vani Yorshali, a man gives a get, and he says, this is a get, but I want to hold on to ownership of the paper. Eina megureshes, the halacha is that the gerushin is not chal. Amnasha tachziri li es haniyar, but if he says on the condition that you return to me the paper, megureshes, asks the Gemara to clarify, maishna reisha, maishna seifa, what exactly is the difference? In both cases, he's making a condition that the niyar is going to be ultimately his. Amar of Chizda, Hamani Reb Shimon Gamli, Damar Titan Lois Damel. Number one, you could say that we're following the opinion of Reb Shimon Gamli, who says that the halacha is that all you have to do is give back the value in the case of a condition. In other words, over here, the halacha would be that, yes, a get has to be entirely given to the woman, and the piece of paper has to be given to her, as we learned. Harei Zegiteich Vani Yorshali Eina Migureshes. It doesn't serve as a valid gerushin. However, the opinion that we just learned in our Mishnah was that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if you give the value of the item, you don't give the item itself, then it's a valid gerushin as well.
We don't paskin that way, but that's the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, as we just learned above. However, if in this case he doesn't give the get, she doesn't give the get back, but she gives the value according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it will be a valid gerushin. Hachanami efshin mefaisele bedami. So too money can be given. Maskif lo abaye. Abaye asked the following question: Emer damer Reb Shimon Gamliel heicha de leis sebeine. Maybe the only time Shimon Gamliel said his yisod is if the item is not ben. In other words, the sweater has disappeared, so she's stuck. So then in such a case, Rishon Gamliel's mechadesh, that she's able to give the value. But if the woman is, it's insisted that the woman return the get, so then in such a case, then there would be a chisaron of her being mekabel the niyar. The Gemara likes this question, and therefore the Gemara searches for a new pshat. Why would the halacha be that on the one hand, if a husband says haniyar shli, it's not migreshes, but if he says almanasha terziri es haniyar, it would be migreshes. Elamar Abaye, a different explanation on Mani Rabbi Meir. We're following the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who has important requirements every time you make a tnai. Da amar bo'inon tnai kafel, that a tnai needs to be doubled. The concept of Tnai Kofel comes from the Mishpatei HaTnoim in general, that's spelled out in Ksubis on Ayin Dalet, which is based on the Psukim of the Torah itself. It's all based on Psukim. In Bamidbar Lamid Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu makes a deal with Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruvein, that they could come and fight in Eretz Yisrael to help out their brethren, and then they could take a Nachala in Eiver Hayarden. When Moshe Rabbeinu says it, he says it both in the positive and in the negative. As Rashi points out, he says, Im Yavru, if you will come, then you will get your Nachla. Vim Lo Yavru, both in the positive and the negative. And that's the requirement of Mishpatei Tnaim, that a Tnai has to be a Tnai Kofel. Azoi Paskin de Rambam. Vahacha Haloi Kafla Le Tnai. And over here, they didn't do a Tnai Kofel. So therefore, we throw out the Tnai. You're telling me as long as you have a tnai kofel, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that if he says, I'm not sure, tachzi really as haniyar, they wouldn't be migureshes. Michti, kol tnai mehecha garmina la, how do we learn every tnai? Mitnai b'nei garu b'nei ruven, as we explained. Ma'ahasam tnai kodin l'maisa, af. Kol Tanai Kodin L'maisa. Now we have another one of the Mishpatei HaTanayim. There are four famous Mishpatei HaTanayim. We just learned the first, and that is Tanai Kofel. The second is that the Tanai has to be Kodin L'maisa. That Moshe Rabbeinu said that if you pass over, then the Maisa you will get Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanai always, the condition, the if, is, has to be first. Lafik Yehacha, the Maisa Kodin L'Tanai. Because over here, it wasn't done that way. Here, he said, she's divorced, and then he said the condition. Ela Amar Rava, so Rava gives another explanation about what the chisaron is on Al Menashe Tachzir Elias HaNiyar. And that is, Mishum D'Maisa Kodim L'Tanai, that the problem was, it wasn't Tanai Kodim L'Maisa. Oh, now the Gemara brings another one in the Mishpatei HaTanai. Maskev lo Rava de Barava. We've got another problem with this Tanai over here. Taima de Maisa koidin lo Tanai. Ho Tanai koidin lo Maisa la Vigiti. Michdi kol Tanai mehecha garmina lo mitnei garu pnei ruven. As we've already pointed out before. Ma hasam Tanai bidover echad umaisa bidover acher. Afkol lafuk e acha. Turning on Tamid Beis. The Tanai umaisa bidover echad. There is a third rule of the Mishpatei HaTanayim. And the third rule is that you need Tnai Bidavar Echad Umaisa Bidavar Acher. What does that mean in the case of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein? Rashi HaKadosh explains beautifully. Rashi HaKadosh explains that the Tanai was if they cross over the Yarden. The Maisa was that they're going to get a Nachla on Eivar Yarden Mizracha. However, turning on to Amud Beis, over here, the Tanai and the Maisa is a Davar Echad. The Maisa is the Gerushin, and the Tanai is to return the Geth. It's a Xeris HaKosev that you can't have a Tanai and a Maisa of a Davar Echad. Hello, Amar Rava Barada. Hello, Amar Ravada Barava Mishum, the Tanai and Maisa of a Davar Echad. So that's a third Chisara.
Gemara continues 3 lines from the top. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi suggests Hamani. It could be that the opinion that says that in such a case it would be a valid gerushin on almanas shetachzirili Hamani Rebihi. It follows the opinion of Rebbe Damar Avuna Marav Kolo Imra Almanas Koimer Me'achshav Dami. Rashi explains 4 lines from the top that if we say that Kolo Omer Almanas Koimer Me'achshav Dami, if he says on the condition you return the get, it's as if it happens retroactively. So then in such a case, it would be considered a Matana Almanas Lahachsir, and a Matanas Almanas Lahachsir is acceptable. Now that we've been discussing the halachos of tnai by get, the Gemara gives us an important halacha lemaisa conclusion from Shmuel of how a get shchiv meirah is given. We know that a shchiv meirah is an individual who's dying on his deathbed. I mentioned that we were zocha to your shir from Rav Shechter Shlita yesterday, and he pointed out that there are poskim that raise the massive problem that if a shchiv meirah has a status of a goses, so then a get cannot be given at that particular time. Rav Shechter pointed out a gemara in our perek that we learned in perek Misha Achsop, the first halacha gemara that we had in Misha Achsop on Daf Ayin on the Beis, that the halacha is that if a our perek was Misha Achsop Kurdaikus, that if the husband is not a bar das, then the get cannot be given. And Rav Shechter pointed out that there are a significant amount of opinions that hold that a goses is not considered a full bar das, and therefore there is a real issue about giving a get when the husband is a goses. However, if the husband is a shchiv meirah, that means that he's lying on his deathbed, what's referred to in Tanakh, well, it's referred to as many in halachic parlance as an eres divai, which appears in Tehillim, which many understand the eres divai as being a case of a shchimera. Either way, however you define eres divai, the halacha is that we've learned already earlier that a shchimera, when he says write a get to my wife, so then in such a case the get has to be given. However, the takana of Shmuel was that the shchiv meirah's get, in order to clearly qualify that he only wants the get to be given if he dies, so we have a takana of Shmuel of how the get shchiv meirah is supposed to be given. Iskin Shmuel Begita. Shmuel was masakin Begita the shchiv meirah. Im lo mati lo yehe get, that he should spell out, if I don't die, then it should not be a get. Im mati yehe get, but if I do die, it should be a get. Says the Gemara, V'leima imati yeheget, v'im lo mati lo yeheget. Let him spell out, if I die, it should be a get. And if I don't die, it shouldn't be a get. The premise of the Gemara's question, thus to bring out the beautiful yesod that the Gemara answers, and that is, lo makdim inish purnasa l'nafshe. The reason why he starts out, we're going to see in a moment, the Gemara is going to analyze from the Mishpatei Atnoim, which way he says it first. If I don't die, it should not be a get. And then, if I die, it should be a get. So Gemara says that we want a person to focus on what to formulate first the good things in life. And that is, im lo mati lo yehe get. So that's the case of how Shmuel was masaking. But now the Gemara comes back to the Mishpatei Tanaim that we learned earlier. V'leima lo yehe get im lo masi. Why do we say it in this double lashon? It shouldn't be a get if I don't die. That's what he should say. Why does he say im lo mati lo yehe get v'im mati yehe get? It says the Gemara, be'inon tnai kodim lamaisa. That was what we had learned earlier on the bottom of Ayin Hayam and Aleph, that you need the condition prior to the Maisa. Now the Gemara follows up with another question from Hilchos HaTnoim. Maskev lo rov amichtei kol tnai mehecha gamrina, all the time where we learn them from, mitnai b'nei godere b'nei ruve, ma hasam hein kedim lalav, av kol. So in every case you need, this is the fourth of the Mishpatei HaTnoim. When we conclude, the Gemara will review the four of the Mishpatei HaTnoim that we learned from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, and that is, in Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain,
First, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im Yavru, the positive. If you pass over to help your brethren in Eretz Yisrael, how important it is to help your brethren in Eretz Yisrael. That if you do, so then you'll get the Nachla in Eivra Yardin. If you don't, you won't. So too, in all cases, La Fuke, says the Gemara, it should come to exclude that in our case, that was not what happened. We always need Hain Kodem Lav, Afkol, in all cases. La Fuke Hacha, to exclude our case, the Lav Kodem Lahain. So just because you had this nice idea of Lomakdim Inish Supernasa, but at the end of the day, you've hurt yourself because you don't have the appropriate Mishpatea tonight. Elomar Rava, so Rava says, we got to switch it around. Im Lomati Lo Yeheget, Im Mati Yeheget. Im Lomati Lo Yeheget, Im Lomati Lo Yeheget. In order to take care of the problem of lo maktim inish lepernuse, so he should say im lo mati lo yeget, im mati yeget. So that the first statement is really just to take care of lo maktim inish lepernuse. Then he says im mati yeget. That's the hint. And then he says im lo mati lo yeget. But he goes back to the lav, and the Gemara explains im lo mati lo yeget lo maktim inish lepernuse lenafshe im mati yeget im lo mati lo yeget but inan hen kodem lav. So he has a triple lashon. He has a triple lashon. By the time he's finished, his wife is probably spooked out. But this is what happens. He says, "Im lomati lo yeheget for lomakti inish lepernuse. Im mati yeheget, that's in order to get the hen, and then you get the lav. So you need the hen kodem lav because of you need tonight kofel, and then you have imati before im lomati to have the hen kodem lav. So in our sugya, we've brought up four of the mishpatei hatnayim. Let us review. Number one, we saw in Ayin Hey Medalf 12 lines in the bottom that you need a Tanai Kafel for Bnei Gadol Bnei Ruvain. Number two, you need the Maisa Kodem L'Tanai. Number three is that you need the Tanai Bedover Echad Umaisa Bedover Acher. And number four is that you need the Hain Kodem L'Lav. We now go on to the next Mishnah. Reza Gita Chamanasha Tishamshi Es Abba. The guy says that I'll give you a get. The get is valid on the condition that you take care of my father. The woman's got to really want to be divorced for her to take this. She's now getting divorced, and the only way she'll become divorced is if she takes care of his father. Amasha Taniki es bini. You'll divorce on the condition you nurse my son. Kamihina manika. So how long is the time of nursing? Shtei shanim. This appears in a few places in Shas. Ksubis Rashi points out Nunvavam Beis. Rabbi Yudaimer, Shmein Aser Chadish. Rabbi Yudah says it's 18 months. What happens if, God forbid, Meis HaBeno Shemeis HaAv, if the child or the father has passed away, HaReza Get. So then the Get is going to be valid. If she cannot fulfill the Tanai, so the Get is valid. Rashi explains that she never was told how long she needs to nurse the child or how long she needs to take care of the father. So the moment in which the Tanai can no longer be fulfilled, it's obvious that he doesn't expect the Tanai to be fulfilled. But now he spells out the amount of time for 2 years. Probably the girsa should be Osha Mesa Av. Or Osha Omer Shit, or the case is that the father said Sha Omer Av EF Shitashmishani, he just doesn't want her to take care of him, so it can't be fulfilled. Even if he says it Shalo Bakpada, not that she did something wrong, but he just doesn't need help. Ain't a get. So in such a case, since the condition was spelled out for a particular time, the condition for that particular time needs to be fulfilled. Mshimang Aimer Kaze get. Reb Shimon Leal says, no, in such a case, it is a valid get, because she's willing to help out, it's just that the father doesn't want, or the father died, etc. And Reb Shimon Leal concludes, and here, of course, we pass like Reb Shimon Leal, because it's not Arev Tzidon Araya. Klal Omer Reb Shimon Leal, Kol HaKava She'ena Himena, HaReze Get. If the HaKava doesn't come from her, it's considered a valid get. Asks the Gemara, Umi ba'inan kulei hai. Is this true that a woman generally nurses
the child for 2 years, and in this case, that's when the get is going to kick in. It will only be valid if she does it 2 years. Uriminu, I'll ask you a kasha. Shimashta yoimecha nikasa yoimecha da reze get. That all she has to do for one day is, and that's a get. Amar chizloi kasha, Rabbanon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's a machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Masnis and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, our Mishnah, we learned, is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that when a husband makes a condition, we learned, explains Rashi, on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that if he wants the sweater, he could give back the damim. So too, we don't take it literally over here. And what it means is that the halacha is that he needs, she needs to nurse as long as it's necessary. Ubraisa Rabbanan. And the Braisa is Rabbanan who disagree and say that you need the sweater returned. So here, 1 day would be enough. Why would that be according to the Rabbanan that 1 day would be enough? Rashi explains, it's a little bit of a hard svara. Rashi just explains very briefly, and Tosas Dibar Maskel Masnisan learns that what's behind the sheet of the Rabbanan Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is that it's not that the husband really wants the sweater, because really, if that would be so, if he wanted the sweater, then if she gives him all the cash and maybe even the bus ride that's necessary to get the sweater, then in such a case, he could get the sweater. There's no problem. But rather, what's the reason why the Rabbanan don't accept the cash? Because Rabbanan understand that he's just doing it litzara, that his intention was not that he wants to buy a new sweater, but his intention was that he wants to make her a little crazy. That's wrong. The halacha is not saying that that's the right thing, but the get is then dependent on him making her crazy. So too over here, he's really not interested in her taking care of his son or her taking care of his father. He just wants to make her crazy. And therefore, he said to make her crazy, and that would be only for 1 day. Once she does it for 1 day, that would be enough. One could have argued that if he wants to make her crazy, he wants to make her crazy to nurse for 2 years, not just for 1 day. But the Gemara, of course, can't be read in such a way. So this is the way Tosas explains the Gemara. This points out back into our Gemara, 3 lines into the Gemara in Ayin Hema Beis, which is 10 lines from the bottom. Masnisan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Ubraisa Rabbanan. So what's coming out is that our Mishnah is following Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Braisa is following the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Hamid Sefer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Have, but we just mentioned Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah. Michlal de Reisha Lav Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So it can't be that the Reisha is explained according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ella Braisa Rabbi Shimon Gamliel He, but rather entirely different shot. The Braisa is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. De Mekel B'Tnoi. He's lenient when it comes to Tnoim. And he says, even if you don't fulfill the Tnoi in the exact words, you just give back the money, then that's enough. So too, over here, even if she doesn't nurse the whole time, she does 1 day, that's enough. Now obviously that needs to be explained. Why is it that just simply your Mekel B'Tnoi, what, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel woke up one day and decided to be Mekel B'Tnoi? That's a very, very hard thing to understand. That's not how we work. Halacha is not arbitrary. So there must be this conceptual theme of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that he's Mekel B'Tnoi. Tosas helps us out a little in Dibra Maskel Braisa, but really that requires more elaboration. Rava Amar Loi Kasha. Rava gives another teretz in terms of the stira between our Mishnah. Seems to say that she needs to nurse for 2 full years, and the Braisa that says that she only has to do it 1 day. Kam Bistan Kam Mefurish. Rava Kedarko Bekodesh gives a sharp teretz, and Rava says it depends on whether he spells it out or not. If he spells out for 2 years, he's got to do 2 years. If he says Yunika, Stam Yunika, so that means even 1 day. Beautiful. Ravashi Amar Kol Stam Nami Kimifarish Yom Echadami. Ravashi learns a little differently. Ravashi also gives a sharp teretz. And Ravashi's teretz is that the Braisa is teaching us that if you say Stam, then that's considered Yom Echad. Kol Stam Nami Kimifarish Yom Echad. And that, therefore, one is enough. Rashi points out that one would have
assume that Rav Ashi is giving a teretz to reconcile the Braisa and the Mishnah, and that our Mishnah is talking about where he spells out 2 years, and the Braisa is where he didn't spell out, and we could assume it's one day. However, Rashi says, as we will see from the Gemara later on, that that's not what Rav Ashi is doing. That will be in tomorrow's daf. Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, this concludes what we're going to do. Shabbos, you could pick up Bezras Hashem from Tnan Kama. I hope to return with you, Bezras Hashem, on Sunday morning, and we will pick up a little bit from on the bottom of Ayin Vav on the Bez. This Bezras Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Hey in Maseches Gittin. To review, we have the important takana of Hillel Hazakin, which catapulted us to the halach of whether Nesina Bal Karcha is Nesina. Takana of Hillel Hazakin was that you don't have to give it in the hands of the one you're redeeming from if you are in a situation of Bate Arechoma. And the Gemara has a discussion amongst the Amoraim what that tells us in regards to Nesina Bal Karcha. Is there a concept of Nesina Bal Karcha or not? The Gemara seems to say it from Hillel Hazakin there would not be, and then there's a discussion in the Gemara whether there's a chiluk between Befanov and Shelo Befanov. We also have the important rule that our Mishnah has Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the case of Tzidon, and we have a rule that we generally pass Rabbi Shimon Gamliel except from Arev, Tzidon, and Raya. We had the halacha of Ariza Gitech Vanayor Shaliz Einem Migureshes Amnasha Tachzirulini Es Hanayor is Migureshes. And the Gemara discusses what's the difference, why it is Amnasha Tachzirali is Migureshes. Along the way, the Gemara then points out many problems with Amnasha Tachzirali as Hanayar. And the Gemara quotes three of the Mishpatei Atnaim. Again, to review, Tanai Kofel, Hen Kodem Lelav, and Tanai Maisa Bedavar Echad. The Gemara brings in the fourth of the Mishpatei Atnaim when discussing the Takana of Shmuel, of Shlimira, that is Shchimira, ultimately, this is the way we paskin, needs to say, Im lo mati lo yeget, im mati yeget, im lo mati lo yeget, the triple thing. And the Gemara then points out the fourth of the Mishpatei Atnaim, and that is the rule of Hein Kodem Lulav. We then discuss the time that there are conditions that are made by the husband. That, for example, that he will nurse his son for 2 years, that there is a brice that seems to say that she does not have to nurse for 2 years, only for one day. And there is many different opinions that we're in the midst of discussing of the Amoraim of how to reconcile the brice with the Mishnah. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Hey in Maseches Gittin.